KCH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. British Airways has canceled all short-haul flights scheduled to fly into or out of Heathrow Airport today in London. There is a power outage throughout the whole airport because of a big fire at an electrical substation a block away. At least 1,300 flights have been affected. Israel's defense minister says he has ordered ground forces to advance deeper into the Gaza Strip, vowing to hold more land until Hamas releases the remaining hostages it still holds. A federal judge ordering the Trump administration to answer questions today about the deportation of those hundreds of Venezuelan migrants.
U.S. District Judge James Boasberg, in a sharply worded order, calling the Department of Justice's explanations of this incident woefully insufficient. And he slammed the DOJ's apparent attempt to stonewall the court. The White House claims the judge's written order holds more weight than the verbal order he issued from the bench earlier.
ABC's Terry Moran. The administration argues the president has the legal authority to carry out the deportations. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A proposal meant to help farmers keep sandhill cranes from destroying their crops can now be brought up in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The proposal would allow farmers to receive financial assistance for purchasing a bird repellent called Avapel. According to State Representative Paul Tittle, the repellent is a seed coating that supposedly spoils the taste of the seeds for the sandhill cranes, which would drive them away from other crops. The proposal would also allow farmers to apply for crop damage funding because of the troublesome birds. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles will begin offering online knowledge tests for teens hoping to get their driver's permit. According to a press release, the online test will only be available for students who have already completed the classroom portion of their training and will include security measures to ensure those taking the test online are not able to cheat on the exam. Student drivers will get two attempts to take the test and will still need to bring the required documents to a Department of Motor Vehicles location to receive their permit. The Barron County Board of Supervisors authorized nearly $5 million to replace the roofs of two UW-Eau Claire-Barron County buildings and acquire new technology for the Sheriff's Department. The county board debated how to fund part of the projects on Monday, with some arguing they should use about $350,000 of American Rescue Plan Act funding to lower future interest costs. Others argued using ARPA funding would essentially be using short-term money on long-term assets amid uncertainty with federal funding sources. A preliminary hearing was held for the 16-year-old Ashlyn boy accused of killing his brother in December on Wednesday. According to court documents, the teen told authorities his brother had shot himself in the head in a wooded area in the town of Keystone, but seemed to still be alive and breathing. He then fired multiple shots himself, believing his brother would not want to live if he survived. An autopsy ruled the death as a homicide, and the teen was charged as an adult. His defense attorney says they are currently considering a plea deal. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers beat Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team with a win over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell led scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell with 18. And asked how he was more aggressive in the second half under the basket.
Credit to my coaches and my teammates for being on me about staying aggressive. Like you said, in the second half, finally got it going a little bit inside. And obviously we knew we had the size advantage.
So the Badgers move on. They play Brigham Young tomorrow night at 6:25. In Cleveland, it's the Marquette Golden Eagles against New Mexico tonight. NBA, the Bucks dominated a shorthanded Lakers team, 118-89. Doc Rivers' reaction to L.A. resting four of their top players, including LeBron and Luka Doncic.
Your only concern is that your guys just keep their focus. They've had a brutal schedule, and so they had the rest guys somewhere. Picking an East Coast team is smarter than picking a West Coast team.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and a little breezy today with a few sprinkles or flurries through early afternoon, then clearing by late today, our high in the upper 40s. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 10. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a little cooler with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe you should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And
I think so.
We the people should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we continue on location from Richland Center, Wisconsin. We'll have the general manager of WRCO, WRCE, Phil Nee, and host of Those Were the Days, and look at our brackets. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Friday's my co-host, Sandy Williams. Sandy, the music.
Yeah, well, this one's about sort of keeping your powder dry. Time is on our side unless we decide to pursue policies that destroy that process. You know, We've had moral leadership. We've provided a military and defense umbrella to a lot of people because it benefited us, peace in the world. And our trade policies have been exercised without a great deal of coercion. And what's now being proposed is that we will exact a price from everybody for all of this. And we should understand that the rational human, when presented with a price, we'll look at alternatives and try to figure out what it is that might be less expensive. And the problem with this policy, this notion that we should return to the mercantile world of 1890, and we should have the sort of hegemonic outlook where we have empires that control various spheres of influence in the world, and that all the United States needs to do is sit down at a table with these leaders of these empires and divvy up the world. And this is what's going on now. We should understand that this notion that Donald Trump meets with Vladimir Putin and figures out with Vladimir Putin how Eastern Europe ought to be reordered, and then sits down with Xi and figures out what should happen in the rest of the world with respect to the Chinese sphere of influence, means that we are no longer the leader of the free world. What we're doing is looking out for the interests of the American empire, and we're recognizing the interests of the other empires in the world.
All right. Republican policies sooner or later lead to socialism and communism if you want a government, according to Tom. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday. Thanks for taking my call, as always. There's a couple comments I heard in the prior hour that prompted my call. One was, I think I heard you right, Sandy, when you said that, you know, they're trying to bring all these companies back. You know, the Trump administration is trying to, you know, bring manufacturing, all these jobs back. I got to say, hogwash for that. These guys are not public servants. They're self-servants. It's not their plan. Their plan has nothing to do with we the people. It has to do with grift and, you know, taking power and control themselves for the oligarchs. The domestic tranquility used to be a big deal with American people. I met with some young people yesterday, and I asked them what they thought about the future. And out of the six people, the young people I talked to, all of them said it was doom and gloom. They're scared to death. They were uncertain for themselves. They had no idea which way to turn for their careers. This whole MAGA movement has created as much angst and worry and concern and, again, domestic upheaval as any that I've witnessed in my life. So I think it's time that we get real, call these people for what they are. They're self-servants. And here, you know, we have found ourselves in the failed trickle-down Reaganomics, and they're doing everything they can to continue to pull the wool over the eyes of the people and BS their way, you know, into public, you know, a favor so they can get all these, I don't know what you want to call it, lies and manipulations. And they can get away with it.
Okay. We got it, Mike. You want to respond to that, Sandy?
Well, I do think some of these people, Scott Bessant and Steve Moran, solve their conscience by explaining to themselves that the theories they're operating under are designed to return jobs to America. But the fact is that their behavior, number one, and the likelihood of that occurring, number two, belie that notion. What's involved now, you know, Donald Trump actually specifically talked about returning to the Gilded Age and identified that age as the period from 1870 to 1913. What's interesting about picking the year 1913 for Donald Trump is that that's the year that the United States first started the income tax. And so he obviously believes the Gilded Age stopped when people started getting taxed on their income. And what clearly is now involved with the Trump administration is an effort to try and reduce the income tax to the barest minimum. He even talks about trying to use tariffs to replace income taxes, which of course only works if the tariffs don't work to bring jobs back, because the only way tariffs return revenue to the coffers of the United States is if the exports to the United States continue and people keep continuing to buy it and simply add the tariff price onto the price of what they pay, which turns it into a sales tax.
You know, Sandy, there are many people in this country who are average citizens who do get it. You know, they understand that things have not gotten better for them. There was this conversation about the Democrats and Joe Biden and what they didn't do for the American people and the average American citizen. And so they moved on from the Democrats and Joe Biden, because the average person was saying, especially those who voted for Republicans, that things were not getting better for them. So they moved on to Donald Trump and Republicans. And now, with all the things that they're looking at, that we're looking at, and things that are being said, things are going to be even worse for the average citizen. And all of these conversations and all the things that they're really talking about, Sandy, way above the average citizen. And the average citizen of this country does not benefit in the long run from any of these things. It's way above our pay grade. And the conversation is about the taxes on the wealthiest people amongst us. And all of it is about the wealthiest people amongst us, and very little about the average American citizen.
The problem is that talking about reducing taxes only helps people who earn enough money to pay taxes. And, you know, the poor of this country, the people who live at the median income and below, or the people who live within the bottom 65% or 75% of income earners in this country, for them, taxes is not the issue. Yes, they pay taxes, and if they paid fewer taxes, they'd have a little more money. But for them, the problem relates to our healthcare system and the cost of healthcare. It relates to the cost of child daycare and the problems of keeping a family together when we're working.
But they're not talking about any of those things.
Yes, they aren't talking about any of those things. They're promising only the notion that reducing taxes is going to solve our problems.
All right, let's go to Marty from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Marty. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Great show as always. You asked the question earlier, the power of America, to me, is the aura of America. The fact that everybody wants to come here, that allows for the efficient, productive society that allows for our wealth and security. Any needs that we have in industry or science, medicine, tech, those needs are filled because people want to come here. And everything you've been talking about, Sandy, is right on point. What they're doing is, in my opinion, they're trying to end that aura. And when that happens, then nobody wants to buy our bonds. As you said earlier, the reserve currency becomes, they're already talking about Brazil and a bunch of countries getting together, but not even, you haven't even mentioned cryptocurrency. Maybe that's the new future reserve currency, and Donald Trump can have his picture on the coin. So you're on point, man. I think it's the fact that people want to come here. That is the beauty of America.
All right, Marty, thank you very much for the call. Sandy?
Well, I think he's right that, you know, the aura of America includes all of these things. And he's right that the people of this world, when their feet are loose, walk in the direction of America today. And I think we're beginning to eliminate even that objective.
Let's go to Richard from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Richard. You say what?
Hi, guys. Am I on?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, you want to hear my simple explanation of the world's economy?
Go ahead.
Well, if you sit outside and look at the planet, there's only so many people, and what is there, maybe 500 of the wealthiest people all in power. And we basically have just become, all the citizens in our country are just slaves to the leaders of the country. And they're just picking around as if they're in the middle class trying to get further ahead. They're competing like the other neighborhood in sports with the other neighborhood. They're competing on a different level, and we don't exist except for what we have, period.
Hey, Richard, I agree with you. And Sandy, this is kind of the wealthy in this nation have made it clear that the rest of the American people don't count. No, I'm just saying, they've made it clear that the rest of the American people don't count. This is about the wealthy in this nation, and it's their nation. And so it doesn't matter whether things get better for us or not. It's like a chessboard, and they're in total control of the lives of the American citizens. The real problem about this is that the American citizens don't know that they need to mobilize and send that message back to those people who are manipulating us, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, that we can't tolerate it anymore. 855-752-4842. Hang on, guys. We'll come right back to you. Sandy, you can respond on the other side.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Elon Musk and Donald Trump are out of control, slashing healthcare and food for hungry kids, eliminating the Department of Education. Now, Musk and Trump are trying to buy a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, spending millions to elect extremist Brad Schimmel. And if elected, Schimmel wants to criminalize abortion, even in cases of rape and incest. Brad Schimmel, an extreme rubber stamp for Musk and Trump, and wrong for Wisconsin. We need justices who are fair, who know right from wrong, Judge Susan Crawford has spent her life standing up for Wisconsin and keeping us safe. She'll always protect our right to choose. And Crawford will be the check and balance we need against Elon Musk and Donald Trump. On April 1st, vote Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Go to www.iwillvote.com to find out where and how to cast your vote by April 1st. Paid for by Power to the Polls Action Fund, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind the blue eyes, no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they are as empty.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. It's Friday. It means Friday's my co-host, Sandy Wim. Sandy, the music.
Well, I know a guy with blue eyes who might tell lots of lies. That was sort of an homage to him.
You know, Sandy, I was saying before we went to the break that as one of the average Americans, you know, frustrated with the wealthy amongst this nation who act as though we don't even matter. We're American citizens, too. And it shouldn't be what happens in this nation shouldn't be predicated on those who have the wealth. That's not this is what's supposed to separate America from other nations. But in fact, that's not what's happening. So the average American and what the average American and their families need be damned. The wealthiest amongst us have laid claim to this nation. And so the rest of us are nothing more than peons. And so, you know, at some point in time, Republicans or Democrats, we've got to get beyond that and send a message back to the wealthiest people amongst us in this country that our lives matter as well.
Well, you know, I think the horrifying thing about all these experiments in government that are being carried out now, and they're based on ideologies and not necessarily so much
on the wealthy.
You know, of the wealthy, exactly. But the notions are that they've not just laid claim to power; they've actually gotten the power. And these experiments, when carried out, will involve pain and potential downside. Every experiment involves potential failure, and maybe these involve probable failure. And the pain that will be experienced will be by Tom, Dick, and Mary. It won't be by people who have billions of dollars, because if you have billions of dollars when your wealth is cut in half, you still have billions of dollars. And so, you know, the fact is that the pain in our economy is always experienced by people at or below the median income, or in that neighborhood, and so that's who they're playing with now.
You know, Sandy, you just said it. They're experimenting. Okay, a conspiracy. They're experimenting, and I know people don't like to use that term, with the lives of the American people. And so that can't be a good thing. There's no way that can be a good thing for the majority of the American people, be they Democrat or Republican.
Well, I think the only reason, the only good reason for pursuing experiments where the outcome is uncertain, but might be something that is desired, is when you're in a bad situation, when the situation is broken, and you need to take risks in order to get from here to there. And so that's what's happened here. The people who are supporting this have been required to define the current country as broken, okay? And we've heard this rhetoric for 8 years now, which defies the reality of the situation. You know, they've attacked the economy as in terrible shape. They've attacked the government as being a monster, when the government is what it's been for 50 or 60 or 70 years. And so what they've had to do is create a straw man of, the world is broken, the world as we know it here in America is broken, and we're going to have to take some big risks here to try and fix it. And what they're, the big risks they're taking are really trying to fix it so that it's better for them.
All right, let's go to, where are we going? Oh, okay, let's go to Brendan. Brendan, good morning to you. You say what?
I say what scares me about this conversation that you're having is leaning right into what they want to lean into. Let's get back to the kitchen table here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's screw their experiment. Screw them. I want a president. I want a manager. I don't want a king. And this guy's working his way into being a king. Each day, the crazier he gets, it seems to be people like CJ, the bromance between CJ and the rest of the white males that love this guy, it continues to grow. And we continue to get to a position where we feel more unsteady and more unsteady. I think he needs to remember that as he pushed for the Second Amendment, there are more guns in this country than there are people. And this isn't Russia. When people finally get fed up with all this, like I said in an earlier show, I don't know what it's going to look like, and I don't know how it's going to happen, but something's going to happen, and it's not going to be good. So let's get out on the street. Let's start protesting. Let's show the strength of the American people, and let's get back to the kitchen table, and let's remember our vets that are suffering right now. Let's remember all the people that have had services taken away from them, farmers who have food rotting on the vine because this idiot won't feed children in schools that need, in the richest country in the world, supposedly. I don't want 20 people running my country, okay? This is a country of the people, for the people, and people need to remember that. You guys have a good weekend.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842 is the number, guys. Hang on. We'll come right back to you. That's Friday. That means Friday's my co-host, Sandy Williams.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Amid harsh debate on Thursday, Republicans in the Wisconsin State Assembly approved four bills restricting the rights of transgender kids in the state. Two of the bills would restrict trans kids from joining women's sports teams from kindergarten through college. One would bar minors from accessing gender-affirming care, and the other would not allow students to use a different name or pronouns without permission from their parents. Governor Tony Evers has already promised to veto any bills he sees as targeting the LGBTQ+ community. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced over $6.3 million in funding through the Specialized Transit Program to help improve transportation services for seniors and people with disabilities across the state. 58 agencies across Wisconsin will receive a portion of that funding. Approved projects include things like mobility management initiatives that coordinate and connect people with area transportation services, as well as increasing capacity. The Center for Independent Living will receive the largest award at over $423,000. Duluth International Airport officials are reminding residents of planned infrastructure investments after a University of Minnesota report detailing the airport's importance to the local economy. According to the report, the airport generates $1.4 billion for the local economy each year and supports over 4,000 jobs. Officials will invest nearly $150 million over 5 years, including replacing the third oldest air traffic control tower in the country. They say the investments will be more than paid back by the economic benefits of the airport. Demolition work has officially started on an aging Rice Lake community pool. Officials had already been planning to demolish the facility this year in favor of the soon-to-be-completed Rice Lake Aquatic Center project. The old pool ended up shutting down earlier than expected after maintenance issues over the winter that would have been too expensive to fix ahead of its scheduled demolition. The new aquatic center is expected to open in May and will offer residents new swimming options and allow it to be used for WIAA-sanctioned competitions. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's looking more and more like we should all avoid heading to the theaters to see The Alto Knights, where Robert De Niro plays gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese. That's right, he plays both roles. Despite what producers thought was a solid script and Barry Levinson directing, the crime thriller is drawing only 38% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not sure if De Niro playing two roles has anything to do with it, but how hard could it have been to find another actor and not rely on a gimmick? Actress Jenny Slate initially supported her co-star Blake Lively in her sexual harassment complaints against Justin Baldoni. The three actors were all in the film It Ends With Us, where the controversy started. In a recent interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Slate, the star of Bob's Burgers and FX's new series Dying for Sex, says she only wanted to talk about her new show and will no longer discuss anything involving Baldoni, Lively, or It Ends With Us. All this drama will no doubt be a miniseries one day. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and a little breezy today with a few sprinkles or flurries through early afternoon, then clearing by late today, our high in the upper 40s. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 10. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a little cooler with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
More farm-related programs being canceled. Those affect more than $1 billion in purchasing local food from farmers for food banks.
These types of programs, it gets high-quality food to people who need it at an affordable price. It's a win-win-win, and it's just a really good investment in these rural economies.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to the Economics Department Chair at UW-Eau Claire about the hit Wisconsin's going to take in Donald Trump's trade war.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep. So we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Sandy, the music.
Well, like I said, we started out talking about Teddy Roosevelt carrying walking softly, carrying a big stick. You have to know when to use your power and when not to. And that's what this is all about, this song. You know, obviously know when to hold them, know when to fold them. And my concern that what I've been talking about today is my concern that the notion of the current president is walk loudly and swing your stick. And it's going to, my fear is that we're going to lose all the power we have. We're going to lose our station in the world and lose the dollar as reserve currency. And this experiment could have catastrophic outcomes.
So all of that having been said, and then we'll go to the phone lines, just showing here on the monitor that the White House is telling the Supreme Court to rein in the activist judges. I mean, come on, Sandy. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Well, activist judges apparently are judges that don't agree with Donald Trump's disdain for the Constitution.
Yeah, but the fact that the White House can go to the Supreme Court and tell them, hey, fix this for me.
Well, you know, Justice Roberts, to his credit, admonished the president a couple of days ago about how it was that all this talk about, impeaching judges was totally out of place, that the appellate process is the way you correct errors that you think a judge might have made. So, hopefully the Supreme Court will be immune and maybe we'll take umbrage at this kind of a position.
You know, Sandy, even in the face of what you just said that Justice Roberts said, they come back today and say, hey, Supreme Court, rein in these activist judges. I mean, this is, come on.
Like I said, Donald Trump operates completely outside the norm and so far has gotten away with it.
All right, let's go to Ann from Chippewa Falls. Good morning to you, Ann. You say what?
Well, Earl, thanks for taking my call. It's all about divide and conquer. You know, I was thinking to myself, why does CJ even call in? He doesn't listen. He's very narrow-minded, and he's got daughters and grandchildren, and here we are dismantling the Department of Education. I mean, what is left for the average American? Unless, you know, CJ makes millions of dollars, I guess maybe that's why he's pro-Trumper. I really don't know. And I'm thinking maybe he just calls in because he really needs to hear the real news, because Fox News is also calling out Trump a couple times and he gets mad. And of course he says that they're not good people. How does anybody think that this is a good leader is beyond me. If this is like our poor little white males are just so hurt in this world that they have to get behind a king.
Well, thank you.
I just keep saying, wake up, America. Thank you, Earl.
Thank you very much for the call. I would say that we should stop even talking about CJ. CJ is irrelevant. And so what goes on and what we're talking about is much bigger than him. I invite CJ on because there are people in this society who think like CJ, but individually CJ is irrelevant, like most of us are. Let's go to Tom from LA. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we, the people, that means all of us, are the government. We're the government because we pay our taxes into this thing called the government. Second, we must get money and lobbyists out of politics. Please, everyone, go to movetoamend.org. Sign the petition to get money out of politics, especially when you're spending $100 million on a state Supreme Court race in the state of Wisconsin. It's ridiculous. Fight back with your vote to say hell no money in politics and vote for Susan Crawford and vote no on the amendment And make sure you also, trying to think what the other thing is that's on the ballot. Superintendent, but you don't vote for that Kinzer woman. I have to say, Sandy, I love you. But you know what? Sometimes you are just too reasonable, and you sound like the Democrats that we actually criticize that are sitting in the Harvard, library or in the teacher's lounge trying to figure out the experiment that we are trying to do here. First, trickle-down economics. Ronald Reagan, we have been trying this experiment for 50 years. The only thing that actually helped was FDR in the 30s, who actually brought about the New Deal. That was an experiment that actually helped people. I just would like to hear a little bit more of you not being so, reasonable in terms of, oh, this is what they're doing and da, da, da. They're not reasonable people, and they are not people that are coming to the table with any type of goodwill. These people are out for one thing, money and power. That's the experiment.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. Sandy, you want to respond?
Well, I don't think he and I did. I just think he didn't maybe listen to me. I'm not countenancing what they're doing. I'm simply trying to identify what they're doing. And then I'm trying to identify the terrible downside of what they're doing. And I think you need to understand what the strategy is of these people, because they aren't expressing it. And their strategy is a big proposition, and it's a big experiment, and it poses a great danger to all of us. And so I think it's necessary that we do talk about it, because otherwise, if we simply arm wave angrily, if we simply wear pink dresses when we show up in Congress, we aren't going to effectively stop it.
So my thing is, yes, we have to have the conversation. And it's one of the things we do on this show. And in many instances, more so than most. But you got to have a candid conversation. Let's go to David from San Francisco. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Oh, thanks, Earl. Sandy, the PSA that got run at the start of the hour about the lead testing, local lead testing, that kind of explains Project 2025. If you start, there's a website called Project 2025 Tracking, and there are two different versions of it. One is Pro Project 2025, and when you go through each of the items, basically a lot of them have to do with pollution or corporate crimes that they want to cover up. So destroying the EPA, eliminate the Office of Environmental Justice and External Civil Rights, stop the tracking of pollution, stop the monitoring, stop the and so when you look at all of these different kinds of pollution cases, corporate crime cases that have been going on for decades, these guys have been getting away with murder. The people have slowly but surely gotten the government to start to do some of this stuff, and bam, all of a sudden, Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation and the Federalist Society, they're all of a piece, because they support the polluters and they don't want us to be protected. So, I would just start with that. And then, of course, Trump, he's a part of what they called the corporate state.
So David, let's Sandy respond. Sandy.
Well, I think the telling point is that the conservatives don't like government, but they love police. You know, police are definitely the government, and the police, get in people's way, but it's not inconvenient for the wealthy. But the EPA, OSHA, the FDA, the FAA, all these organizations get in the way of those who have power and money. And so these are the things we're talking about getting rid of, defunding, actually, defund the government. There was a big hue and cry some years ago when defund the police became a notion that some people were describing. But defunding the government is apparently just perfect, and defunding all the agencies that are inconvenient and police the activities of corporate America are particularly inconvenient.
You know, Sandy, they've been successful. Right. They've been successful in getting a segment of the American people, Tom, Dick, and Mary, if you will, to buy into that. And if they weren't successful in getting the average, some of Tom, Dick, and Mary buying into it, they would have never gotten elected. They've gotten elected with that same rhetoric.
Well, I think the notion is they've persuaded the people of America there's something going running amok culturally in America. And there are people out there, Tom, Dick, and Mary, who have a sense that they aren't liking a direction that culture is going. And the claim is that the problem is the government. The government is the source of this misdirection. And the government, apparently the EPA, the OSHA, the Department of Education, these are all apparently the culprits in the misdirection in America, which is totally fallacious. The reason they want to get rid of all these things is taxes.
Yeah, hey, that's it more than anything else, Sandy. It's their own pocketbooks. And so the American people be damned. It's the pocketbooks of the wealthy. And their pocketbooks aren't fat enough. Okay.
Well, they would claim, and the people who support Doge have this belief that somehow Doge is there to reduce the size of the annual deficits in our budget and therefore attack the scale of our national debt. But the fact is that the same people who are carrying out Doge and sponsoring it are promoting tax reductions which far exceed the amount of savings that Doge promises to create. So they're not promising a reduction in deficits. That's baloney.
All right, let's go to Beverly. Good morning to you, Beverly. You say what?
I want to thank you for the tone of your conversation, Eric, Earl.
Yes.
You're talking about things honestly and passionately, but not with anger. And the people that are getting angry, they want people to swing at things when there's nothing to hit, and it's counterproductive. So I just wanted to thank you so much for the nature of your conversation.
Well, thank you very much. You know, the conversation is predicated on my co-host Sandy and I, and we talk about these things that are important to all of us. You know, Sandy, it is so frightening. The future of our nation is at stake. And that's what people need to understand. All the other things, you know, that's one thing. But the future of your great-grandchildren, that's what this is about, right?
Yeah.
That's really what this is about.
The nature of the America that they will live in, as compared to the nature of the America that we have lived in. And I'm very worried about that because, you know, people don't seem to put much credence. I saw some polling that was done about whether people cared about individual liberties more than the comfort that they experience in life. And the polling suggested that people put much greater preference on the comforts of their life than they did on individual liberties. And I think it's only because we've all taken individual liberties for granted. We don't know what we have until we don't have it anymore. And when we don't have it anymore, it's a terrible thing.
All right, 855-752-4842 is Friday. Means Friday's my co-host Sandy Williams and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Matt Nair on air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. I mean, it's just all over the world. I mean,
you have to remember Margaret Thatcher, they had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Breaking news. Cardi, if you... Oh, yeah, okay. London's Heathrow Airport, one of the busiest transportation centers in the world, will be shut down through Friday after a massive fire caused a power outage, sending hundreds of thousands of people in the UK and around the world scrambling to make alternative travel plans. There were eerie scenes at the almost empty airport. In one case, people had to haul their heavy luggage down a darkened stairwell with only a cell phone to light the way. So I've been to Heathrow Airport, and I know how massive that is, and, you know, firefighters evacuated 29 people from surrounding homes and 150 more in an exclusion zone were taken to a rest center. But anyway, let's get back to the phone lines. Let's go to Cassandra. Good morning, Chief Cassandra. You say what?
Hi, Earl and Sandy. Well, I'm sorry to hear that news about the Heathrow airport. But, yeah, my thoughts and prayers go out to those families. I've just been listening to the show, and I have to say that in part I would agree with Tom, who called in earlier, and, you know, he stated that Sandy was a little too dispassionate about many of the economic policies he was reviewing. As you all know, I am a Biden-Trump voter. That's what they call us. The Democratic Party, they're just not messaging what MAGA or the Republicans are doing with the economy. Are you all aware that Nebraska, the entire state of Nebraska, has announced that if they do not receive federal assistance, the entire state will have to file bankruptcy in 2 quarters. Now, that is a result of
Republican policies and Donald Trump's policies.
Okay. But Earl, but you have to tell the full story.
What's the full story, Cassandra?
It is also because they are not getting enough revenues from the tax cuts that their Republican legislature passed.
Again, so, Republican policies.
But Earl, this is the message the Democrats should be stating. Tax cuts aren't free. You have to pay for it.
No, Cassandra, let me, I hate to interrupt you, but you've got it twisted. You've got it backwards. The Republicans whom you voted for and Donald Trump, these are their policies. And you're turning around and saying, instead of ridiculing the people who put these policies in place, you're saying that the opposition should do something to stop them from hurting the very people who voted for them.
Well, if you don't tell what the other party is doing, no one will know.
But you just said the people in Nebraska, they don't need to be told anything. They're hurting because of the people they voted for. Sandy, go ahead.
Well, I just think the criticism was essentially that we were too cerebral about a discussion here and not carrying the message that Democrats ought to carry. Well, quite frankly, that isn't my job. I'm not here to carry the message for Democrats. I thought it was important that we talk about what it is that is this national economic policy that's ongoing, that's never been disclosed to us, that is hidden from us. What are these supposed objectives and what are the dangers from it? And I think that it's a compelling sort of a discussion that needs to be had, because it is an extremely preposterous experiment that's being done with us at risk. And whether or not it's the emotional argument that we ought to be caring about in terms of every day's events with respect to the Republican and Democratic contest, I don't know. But I think it's a discussion worth having.
Cassandra, go ahead.
Earl, we have to deal with facts here. Full facts in order to persuade people. That's all I have to say.
Hey, Cassandra, four facts are this was not occurring when Joe Biden was president. And so Nebraska wasn't concerned about having to file bankruptcy. It's only now because of, again, policies of Donald Trump and Republicans, people who you voted for. Okay? It didn't happen under...
Earl, tell your party to tell the full story. This is important information to know. Tax cuts are not free.
I understand that.
The Republican Party wants $2 trillion out of the federal budget.
I know, but Cassandra, why did you
vote for them? No, actually, the Republican Party wants $4.5 trillion.
But Cassandra, why did you vote for them? All right.
So what?
Why did you vote for them?
Earl, I voted for them because the Democrats aren't doing anything.
Well, the Republicans certainly are doing something, and it's a whole lot worse than what the Democrats would have ever done. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much. Because Sandy, thank you as always. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on Monday with Motown Mondays. Up next, Greg Bach and Jane Madnair on there. Thank you, Cardi. See you guys on Monday.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel will discuss if the Trump administration is defying court orders or just being cute. Plus, did the administration commit fraud and mass firings at the IRS? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe he should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And I think so. We, the people, should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Department of Justice before a federal judge right now answering questions about the deportation of those Venezuelan migrants to El Salvador. The judge called the Trump administration's answers so far woefully inadequate. And ABC's Terry Moran has more.
To underline what the administration's sweeping legal argument is here, they're saying the president has the power to round up hundreds of people and deport them to a prison in a foreign country with no hearing. And he has no obligation to any court to show what the evidence is against these individuals or even to say what their names are.
A large fire near London's Heathrow Airport knocking out power to Europe's busiest flight hub, forcing it to shut down and disrupting travel for hundreds of thousands of airline passengers. The risk of fire high today for much of the country. Red flag.